This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. When Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau visits with President Obama at a state dinner this Thursday, it'll mark the first time in nearly 20 years the United States has hosted a Canadian leader for a high-profile White House event. The last such occasion was in 1997, when former U.S. President Bill Clinton threw a state dinner for Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, and a lot has changed in both American and Canadian politics since then. There's already a lot of buzz about what the state dinner means for U.S.-Canadian relations and just how long the goodwill will last, given that it's likely a new U.S. ambassador to Canada will be chosen by the next president. And joining us to talk about politics across the border is Professor of Political Science and Dean of St. Michael's College, Jeffrey Ayers. And Jeff, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, why has it been so long, first of all, since the U.S. hosted a Canadian prime minister for a White House state dinner?
Well, I think one of the biggest reasons is political differences. I think the relationship between the two countries is very important, but the two leaders, the two recent leaders, certainly President Obama and more recently Prime Minister Harper, just didn't get along very well. And they didn't see eye to eye politically. You have to go back to the Chrétien-Bill Clinton era. And I think things also got hung up earlier under Bush. You know, I think post 9/11, I think there was a lot of tension and politics surrounding that. So I think this is a real opportunity to reset the relationship.
Yeah, you mentioned Obama and Harper having their differences. I imagine the Keystone Pipeline would be one of those.
Oh, yeah, that was certainly a big issue of contention. I think one of the Harper tried to play it down sometimes, but in terms of the irritant, but I think it was one of the biggest issues separating the two leaders.
I was reading an article recently in the Montreal Gazette that said this is kind of a rare modern opportunity for Canadians to have their voices heard by their southern neighbors, that in the past, high-level Canadian political visits were a big deal. It used to garner front-page headlines in papers like the New York Times back in the 1950s, but that's really changed in the intervening years. Can this particular visit return some semblance of that glitz and glamour of old, do you think?
Yeah, I actually think it already has, and it has a lot to do with Justin Trudeau. So Trudeau is seen as this incredibly charismatic, handsome, young, optimistic, forward-looking leader. His wife is seen as also very glamorous, Sophie Gregoire Trudeau. And there has been a lot of coverage. The Washington Post has been running some really fascinating stories. Last week, the Post had a huge story with all kinds of different videos calling Trudeau the anti-Trump. There's a lot of buzz in D.C. right now. There's a lot of interest in what this what Trudeau is going to say. He's bringing some very important ministers down with him as well. And it's an important event. It's actually a three-day visit beginning Wednesday and ending Friday.
Is some of this, though, diminished somewhat by the fact that President Obama is a lame duck president?
It's not for Canadians, I can tell you that right now. And they're correct. It's a state dinner is the highest diplomatic honor one can bestow. It is the most important bilateral relationship in the world. So I think, yes, Obama is technically a lame duck president, but I do think he immediately invited Trudeau to this dinner after congratulating him for his victory in forming a majority government back in the fall. And I think it was both a testament to how much Obama liked Trudeau. I think he really feels a sense of kinship to him. But I also think he recognizes, and I think he's probably been briefed to recognize how important the relationship is with Canada, and that regardless of the fact that he'll be out within a year, this is a relationship that needs to be righted.
You mentioned Trudeau being described as, you know, the anti-Trump. And, you know, what immediately leaps to mind is this extraordinary effort that Canada is doing to bring 25,000 Syrian refugees into the country. While, of course, President Obama would probably like to do about 10,000, there's just a trickle at this point. It's a real stark contrast, isn't it, right now between the way things are in the U.S. and Canada?
That's a great point. It's a stark contrast in many different ways. I mean, they've actually reached that goal. The 25,000th refugee has already arrived in Canada from Syria. Mm-hmm. Trudeau greeted some of the first refugees at Pearson International Airport in Toronto, saying, you know, welcome to your new home. He's a much more inclusive, bilingual, openly supportive of gender equity. And I think the countries right now, I mean, over 60% of Canadians feel the country is going in the right direction and they support Trudeau's majority government, and over 60% of Americans actually feel the country is going in the wrong direction. Actually, interestingly enough, economically, it's a flip because the United States is actually doing better economically than Canada. So there are some disjunctions between the two countries.
You anticipated my next question, actually. I was wondering if you think that Trudeau will bring up the fact that the loonie is doing very badly against the U.S. dollar. I think it's about 70 cents against the U.S. dollar now. I don't know that there's anything necessarily that President Obama could do about that, but do you think it's a subject he might bring up?
I don't know if he'll bring that up directly, but the issues that they're going to talk about are certainly affected by the exchange rate. So one of the nagging issues that's been kind of bedeviled the two countries for a couple decades is the softwood lumber dispute. Trade's important. What Trudeau will do and what his ministers will do is remind Obama and his officials that Canadians or Canada buys more from the United States each year than the 28 members of the EU. And 9 million American jobs are supposedly dependent on Canadian purchase of American goods. And so what the exchange rate is far different than it was a few years ago. And I think it'll have an impact on some of the issues that they talk about.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the lumber dispute you just mentioned?
Well, I mean, so softwood lumber is really about 2x4s. I mean, it's the lumber that goes towards building homes, housing starts. And there's just been a long dispute. Private timber interests in the United States have claimed for a long time that Canada has an unfair advantage because more of softwood lumber sales are actually public sales coming off publicly owned land. There's a argument that there's an unfair trade advantage there. And so the United States is oftentimes, even under Bush, I mean, Bush, supposedly a free trade Republican, slapped a tariff against softwood lumber. There was an agreement reached under Harper. That agreement has now expired, and there's a hope that I actually think this will be something that will be discussed. Obviously, a considerable amount of Vermont's economy is dependent on its relationship with Canada. So in any direction that the relationship's going, if our relationship with Canada is improving, I think that can only be a good thing for Vermont.
Quebecers, of course, love to point out that while Vermont is the largest U.S. producer of maple syrup in the world, Quebec, Canada, is still the largest
That's right.
in North America.
That's right. Although that may change with climate change, unfortunately. That may be one of the biggest losers with climate change is the impact on the maple syrup industry.
And yet another issue that President Obama and Prime Minister Trudeau seem to be lockstep in on.
That's actually one of the biggest issues that they're going to talk about. They put environmental concerns right up there with energy concerns. Trudeau, I think, has given Obama a bit of a pass on Keystone because Obama's given Trudeau a bit of a pass on the use of military against ISIS. And I think they're focusing particularly on a new environmental agenda that they're going to be addressing at their talks.
Professor of Political Science and Dean of St. Michael's College, Jeff Ayers, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for having me.